So maybe there was a moment we were hurt, we needed to get angry and stand up for ourselves. Or maybe we were afraid, we needed to respond to something. But that feeling no longer has a purpose. And so we resent, we re-feel it over and over again, disempowering ourselves and harming ourselves in the process. And as long as our mind holds on to that image of the experience of it, that person is the problem, that person is the cause of my pain, we can't free ourselves. So one of the components of going towards freedom is one for us, for all of us, is why forgiveness? Why are we looking at that? Well, the purpose is I want to be free. People think forgiveness means redeeming other people's behavior. Okay, that's not the case at all. That what's wrong is wrong. But we want to be free. So looking towards what it is we want to do, and then knowing that if we let go of these feelings, these experiences, we can start moving towards that freedom that we truly want. And again, they talk about the idea of forgive and forget. Doesn't mean we drop our boundaries. Doesn't mean we open up the door for, you know, to be harmed or hurt again and say it's okay. It means we're no longer running it through our head over and over again every day, you know, thinking about that person with our cup of coffee, going to bed with that person in our mind at night. That's what we're really trying to do. And so when we achieve that, then it's much more possible. But as you said, this is a process. So we can talk about that in a minute. How do we step towards that freedom, that forgiveness?
Listen now via your smartphone's podcast app or the Jacaranda website under Jackpot.